Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
With Iowa and Illinois sitting 1-2 at the top to start the week in the Big Ten, and the Hoosiers making up three spots to seventh with that key three-game set this weekend over in Champaign. Chris Lemonis' Baseball Hoosiers with a couple of midweek games, non-conference this week, starting tonight over in Terre Haute against Indiana State. Well, something to build on with the three-game sweep of Rutgers this past weekend, and hopefully building on what is now three quality starts. Former South Panther, sophomore right-hander Jake Kelzer, now 3-1, his ERA lowered to 2.57 after career highs posted in innings pitched 8 and strikeout 6 in last weekend's whitewash of the Scarlet Knights in Game 2 back on Saturday at the BART.
I felt good. I felt good with all my pitches, and just to have the defense there behind me and making plays, still stay focused. I can't lose track of what's like the next inning. So, but it was nice. It was nice to have those runs. You know, just trusting my defense. They were making plays out there and making me look good, and it was awesome. Everything was clicking. I mean, I'm finally starting to come into like a routine every single day, and it's getting nice being able to know what I'm doing every single day, and just taking it day by day and step by step. It's big for us to get back in there, get back in the Big Ten play, and it's a lot of momentum.
Well, and hopefully a solid springboard into the weekend for Jake Kelzer against the Illini. Jake getting teams to beat that ball into the ground. Only 12 earned runs in 42 innings, 7 of them starts, and just behind Luke Harrison in the strikeouts with 32 heading into this week. After tonight's game with Indiana State, back to the BART Wednesday night against Evansville, looking for its 50th home field win over these last 2 years. Don't forget Sports Talk behind the scenes, Fred Glass and Amanda Janney, the new field hockey head coach of Indiana U. A little past 6 tonight on Sports Talk, busy Tuesday night. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, quarterback Nate Sudfeld has been protected this spring, and for good reason. We talked a little about the defensive advancement this spring last week. Certainly, well, the offense has had the upper hand this spring with a healthy Sudfeld pulling the trigger, getting some things done with guys catching the ball and guys running the football. But with the older and more experienced unit, Nate expecting that, and out of the stadium on a beautiful day last Saturday in a close scrimmage, continue to see, well, that evolve as we move a little bit closer now to Saturday's Cream Crimson battle in the stadium at 2 o'clock.
It was awesome. The weather's perfect. It's been a while since we've actually practiced in the stadium. Coach McCullough's doing a great job. They're running violently, and they're taking pride in the fact that losing guys need to step up, and they're all running hard, and somebody's going to step up, maybe a few guys. It's not a ton of new personnel. It's just guys who are getting older, more experienced. So it hasn't been too much of an adjustment by any means, but I wouldn't say that we've arrived at all, but we have a lot of work to do. We are gaining. We are getting better. Receivers are really working hard, very coachable. So, again, we have a lot of work to do, but I like the progress we're making.
Well, that's the key, and that's why we have spring football, and that is Football 101 by quarterback Nate Sudfeld. Teams will be drafted later in the week, and FYI, Kevin Coleman has his pro day tomorrow out at Mellencamp. We wish him well. IUHoosiers.com, all of the family fun outlined, and something that Fred Glass and I will touch on tonight. Behind the scenes, live from Yogi's Just Past 6, and Amanda Janney will also join us, the new women's field hockey head coach. Reds at Wrigley, game 2 tonight, pregame at 8 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.